One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No, 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 wait. Six, seven, eight. Was that eight? Nine? Oh, they won't stop moving around.
Sounds like you're having a problem.
I'm trying to count all these little sheep down here, and they won't stay still. Okay, one, two, three. No, that was number two. Three, four. Oh, I give up. And look at all those sheep over there with instruments. How will they ever hear me when I call them? And what kind of sheep plays the flute anyways? That's supposed to be my job.
You can't give up. You're the shepherd. You have to know where your sheep are. By the way, did you count that one next to you?
Bah. Ah, where did he come from?
Now, don't give up.
I'm no good as shepherd. Maybe I should herd camels instead.
Camels spit, and bite, and kick. And they just look plain weird. You can't even get a good coat of wool out of them. Stick with the sheep.
Yep. I mean, bah. But I'm no good as a shepherd.
That's okay. Just keep working on it. And remember, we do have the Good Shepherd to teach us.
Huh?
The Good Shepherd, Jesus. Remember when he was the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Remember when he was here with us on earth? He talked a lot about sheep and people. And how much people are just like sheep.
I remember that. He said people tend to wander away from God and get into trouble, just like our little sheep sometimes wander from the flock. Then, just like a good shepherd, Jesus finds those people and brings them back to him.
Exactly. Us shepherds were not considered to be very important people in those days.
But we were the first to see Jesus when he was born as a baby that night in Bethlehem.
And Jesus talked a lot about being our good shepherd as he healed people and taught us.
And like a good shepherd, he even died for his sheep. That's us. When he died on that awful cross for all our sins, and when he came alive again on the first Easter, he did that so that we could be part of God's family forever.
The Good Shepherd even lays down his life for the sheep.
So, when we sometimes wander away from God's truth,
or we start to get a little frustrated with other sheep, I mean people,
we need to remember that the that doesn't even make sense. That the Jesus, the... Okay. We need to remember that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, wants us all to be his sheep, part of God's forgiven family.
And our Bible words for today are from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd." That's pretty easy. I bet all of our big friends and little friends can say that with us. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd."
Well, I guess I'd better get back to counting these sheep. In the meantime, our friends here can head over to Sunday school.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.